take yields to
David,
normal.
You or me, should we ask him about Bitcoin?
You go ahead.
No.
I'll let you, I want you to get the emails. I want you to get the emails.
You can ask.
Mr. Diamond spoke up about Bitcoin. How did that reverberate through the fixed income desk? I mean, I understand there's other parts of JP Morgan that are working in crypto this and crypto that. But have you done a Bitcoin essay yet?
So I'm going to tell you an interesting story. I was in London when he made those comments.
Yeah.
I was actually doing an interview with another press entity. And the guy looked at me.
Is there another?
And said, and he said, you know, it's an the most interesting thing about Bitcoin is it's all the counterparty risk. In fact, in 2010, I bought some Bitcoins. I went to sell them later, and they had disappeared. And I'm like, how many did you buy? 10,000.
Wow.
And I said, there was a – and that was probably like $20 back then. There was a news story a few days earlier that the first – use of Bitcoins was to purchase two pizzas for $10,000 in 2010, which is when this guy bought his. They're worth $40 million. I told him, somebody owes you $40 million. Good luck collecting it.
There you go. Oh, Michael, thank you very much. Sweet you up
Bitcoin
for that
finance.
Story. Yes.
Michael Barr was taking
you're,
notes.
You're not that. A holder of it.
No, I'm not. No, I have should, never. I did not go to the Matthew Miller School of Bitcoin Charm.
Yeah, he was in early. Buying pizzas.
I'm trying to stay out of it, but thank you to Joe Weisenthal and Michael McKee for making us smarter.
Can we watch that video? Is it? It still exists.
I Mr. We'll Zuckerberg, I believe, tried to
I'll
take it down.
Okay.
Bob Michael, thank you so much. He is with J.P. Morgan on fixed income, a little bit there, on cryptocurrencies.